To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com sports. Show transition, the raw show interaction you've come to love on The Score. It starts at 9 a.m. between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight.
No, how's the ballpark?
Ballpark's great. Sun's coming out. The temperature is going to warm quickly here at lovely sun-splashed Gallagher Way.
Are you cold?
It's a little chilly. We're all right. It's like the studio when we get in there with the way you guys have it, so we're used to it.
Then at noon between Bernstein and McKnight and the Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you want to risk a ticket.
It's your workaround.
Yeah, you want to risk it for the biscuit.
Just blame Dan Bernstein for it.
Yeah, tell the cop Bernstein said it was okay. Try that.
Bernstein said it was all right.
And at 2, when Lawrence hands things over to Mack and Parkins.
Cannoli filling, and then you have cinnamon,
like
tortilla chips to dip into the cannoli filling.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, have to have it.
And right before 6, when Mack and Parkins hand things over to Joe O. Don't miss Show Transition on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, if your wireless bill is growing out of control like some crazy, obnoxious weed, time to take some clippers to it. Cut that bill in half with Straight Talk Wireless. For just $45 a month, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. No contracts, no mystery fees, ever. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Planning a getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
The Chicago Cubs play here.
Almora swings. Hits one to deep left field. Way back. Gone! A grand slam for Albert Almora Jr.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
The Score!
And the top of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves are up 3-2 over San Diego in the Western Conference Finals, and the Wolves return home tonight at 7 for a series clinching Game 6 at the Allstate Arena. Tickets starting at $15, and for playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 is The Score. Mike Esposito and David Schuster here with you for another
30 minutes or so, Zach Zaidman will have your pregame at 12:35, Cubs down in Houston. And you just mentioned it, David. Shout out to the Chicago Wolves, who are playing for the Western Conference Championship tonight. They can wrap it up out there in Rosemont. Game 6 tonight at 7. Tickets available at chicagowolves.com. Some exciting stuff. Playoff hockey still going on. The actual NHL Stanley Cup starts tonight. But right here in our own backyard, the Chicago Wolves and San Diego, I believe it is.
San Diego Gulls. I actually saw a San Diego Gulls game dating back by myself in high school. I went out to visit a friend in San Diego. I saw a San Diego Gulls game. I think it was called at the San Diego Arena or something like that. I don't know if they're still playing.
Just a few short years ago, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
312.
If I make mention of a name, will you know who I'm talking about? Willie O'Ree was on that San Diego Gulls team back then.
I do not know who that is.
Willie O'Ree was the first African-American player to play in the NHL.
Okay.
And at the end of his career, he was playing in the Western Hockey Association. I think that's what it was back then. And he was playing on the San Diego Gulls. So I saw somebody famous, I guess.
There you go. He's David Schuster. I'm Mike Esposito. We are here for another half hour, and your calls at 312-644-6767. As we continue our discussion, we are talking about the Cubs, and as they enter Houston, they are still in first place. They're a game and a half up on the Brewers, and the division is tightly packed here with Pittsburgh, St. Louis, 4.5 back. Actually, St. Louis would be 5 back after they lost last night. So, tight division. The Cubs and Brewers are out in front by a bit. And the Astros way out front in the West in the American League, and they're almost certainly a playoff team.
This hour, by the way, brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I sort of teased before the break talking about something that might help out the Bulls.
Yeah.
Do you want to go in that direction?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's go in that direction. You know, we'll continue to take your Cub calls also at 312-644-6767. The Bulls, you know, have gone more than on record as saying they want to upgrade their point guard position. You know, everybody was, I can still hear the groan in the room at the NBA draft lottery when the Bulls number came up 7. You should have heard the groan in the room, like, oh, and that still is sticking in my head. But, you know, obviously you weren't going to get Zion Williamson. You're not going to get Ja Morant. And either one of them would have been fantastic in a Bulls uniform. So then the Bulls, I'm sure, were setting their sights on what other point guard can help them. And Darius Garland is the guy that everybody has made mention. I don't know specifically. I've talked to John Paxson, but I haven't put him, you know, on the record as, you know, or even off the record as saying that that would be the guy, if he's available, that they would take. I think they would. So I know the fans who have seen some of the highlights of Darius Garland, and there wasn't much highlights because he only played 5 games at Vanderbilt before he tore his meniscus. But even in those 5 games, he showed you incredible shot, can get to the rim, and he was the most acclaimed of the 3 guards that are being talked about coming into college, more so than Ja Morant, who, by the way, I think is going to be fantastic, more so than Coby White, who's coming out of North Carolina. So I think if you polled the Bulls fan base, I'm guessing here, that they would want Darius Garland. Well, I went online, you know, right before the break here, and I took a look at some of the most updated mock drafts, which sometimes are a good barometer and sometimes they're just a blank. But I'm looking at one specifically from the Arizona Republic. The Arizona Republic, obviously, you know, tied into the Phoenix Suns. Arizona Republic, by the way, is a really good newspaper. Whenever I go out to spring training, I read it religiously, and I think it's a really good publication. Anyway, so I'm taking a look at what they have in their mock draft, and they pick right in front of the Bulls at number 6. So really, the Bulls' fortunes will be tied into quite a few teams in front of them. And I'll just read you what they have. Now, obviously, New Orleans is going to take Zion Williamson. It would be the upset of all sports upsets if they did anything but. So they are going to take Zion Williamson. Memphis has already gone on record as saying they're going to take Ja Morant. And then it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Michael Conley. Some people said, well, the Bulls might trade for Michael Conley. No, they won't, because he's owed $66 million.
Way too much money.
And they already owe Otto Porter Jr. a boatload of money. So that's not going to happen. So it will be Memphis taking Ja Morant. I don't know what they're going to do with Michael Conley. The Knicks, there's no question, they will take R.J. Barrett. not a bad consolation prize. I'm sure they would have wanted one or two, but they'll take Barrett at number three. Then it gets really interesting. This is where the draft starts in my eyes. What will the Lakers do at four? Now, some people thought that they would might take a point guard, try and trade Lonzo Ball, you know, and some people are saying Lonzo Ball to the Bulls. I don't see that happening either because you got to deal with Daddy.
No way.
And Daddy's just too much of a pain in the you-know-what. So that's not going to happen. So what will the Lakers do? Like I said, this is where the draft really starts. And how does LeBron, LeBron is always at the middle of everything no matter what team he's with. Mm-hmm. How does he get involved? Now, according to the Arizona Republic, this is how they view the Lakers at number four, taking DeAndre Hunter, really good player, small forward out of Virginia. It's still LeBron's position any way you look at it. Although eventually he's not going to be around, so are they already starting to not only get a really good player, but starting to look even beyond LeBron? Okay, let's just say they do take DeAndre Hunter, a really good pick. Then Cleveland is up at number five. Cleveland's not going to take a point guard because Colin Sexton had a really good rookie season for them, the point guard out of Alabama originally, and he was really good last year. So what are they going to do? Well, they need everything in the world. If the Lakers don't take DeAndre Hunter, there's no question Cleveland will. But according to this mock draft, and again, things can change. It often does. But Cleveland, according to the Arizona Republic, will take Jarrett Culver, a really good shooter out of Texas Tech at number five. Then Phoenix is up. Now, again, this will have a direct impact on what the Bulls do at seven. According to the Arizona Republic, and again, they have their finger on the pulse because their reporters are obviously covering the
Phoenix
Suns.
Covering the Suns, yep.
They have Phoenix taking Coby White from North Carolina as their point guard, and they will take a point guard. So they have Coby White going to Phoenix, which then paves the way for all those Bull fans who want the Bulls to take Darius Garland. And I think if he's available at number seven, that's exactly what the Bulls will do. So we'll see. You know, time will tell. You know, the Bulls will bring in the various players into the Advocate Center over the next couple of weeks. Who knows? They might have already had a player or two in there by now already. But I don't think there's any question that if either Coby White or Darius Garland, if one or the other is available at number seven, that's what the Bulls will do.
I like Coby White. I liked a lot of what he did specifically in the tournament. And you got to see him, obviously, playing for North Carolina. You got to see a lot of him playing on television and whatnot, certainly in the tournament. I did not get to see a ton of Darius Garland.
Well, you couldn't. He only played five games.
And exactly. So to me, that's an unknown commodity. But man, you mentioned Lonzo Ball. We've gotten a stream of texts about Lonzo Ball. People want Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball is obviously a pass-first point guard. And coming out of college, I mean, I was impressed. I mean, he still can shoot. I don't know if he'll ever be able to really shoot. It's one of the most awkward outside shots that you'll ever see, which, you know, is not just semi-important. It's very important, even for a point guard. I do like his floor game. He does play defense. I don't know what the Bulls' feelings are on him specifically. I can almost promise you they don't want anything to do with his father.
No.
Most teams wouldn't want anything to do with his father, but who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened. You know, maybe the Bulls trade for him. Maybe they sign a free agent point guard. Although, if you take a look, there's a lot of free agent point guards, both restricted and otherwise. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rozier from Boston is one. The kid Brogdon up in Milwaukee is another one. You know, so those are, if nothing else, those are fallback possibilities. But again, I think if the Bulls have a chance to get either Coby White or Darius Garland, I think they're going to go for either one of those. Now, it's interesting. Coby White was not considered the number one prospect for coming into the NBA when last season started. Nasir Little was considered the number one kid coming to Carolina last year. Mm-hmm. He had an up and down season, mostly down, in my opinion, whenever I saw him. And I didn't see any of these guys in person. I only saw him on TV. So that's not the greatest barometer either. But he wasn't really that good in the games that I saw. Obviously, I've not seen Darius Garland with my own eyes. I saw the five games, some of the highlights of him. Impressive. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But again, the Bulls are going to have to get either of these two kids or anybody else in their gym and go from there.
The Derrick Rose fan club is beating the drum to bring him back.
It's not going to happen. I highly, 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 highly doubt that will happen.
And why do you say that?
Well, because if for no other reason, he's still an injured player. I mean, he's had one, I mean, obviously the three knee surgeries, but, you know, he's had other injuries. And I think at this point, Derek is going to demand a decent amount of money over a two-year period. I don't know how much, probably $20 million. That's just the guess, $20 million over 2 years. I don't think the Bulls are going to spend that kind of money on a player that they can't count on. They will look for veteran leadership, there's no question, and obviously talent to go along with that veteran leadership. And Derek actually, you know, supplies you both of those categories.
Right.
But his injury status and his unavailability, unfortunately, I think will cancel him out.
And the Chris Dunn ship, has that sailed?
Not totally. I mean, you know, Chris Dunn, I mean, the last thing he said to us on his exit interview when the media talked to him is, goes, I have a lot of dog in me. And what he meant by that was, I don't care who they bring in, whether it's Darius Garland or or Tiny Archibald in his prime. I'm going to compete with whoever that person is. So, listen, he's under contract. Unless they're going to package him in a trade, he's still going to be back as well.
From the 847 says, the Daddy Lonzo story is crap. He didn't really say anything last year. To not get a talent that would be a perfect fit, who doesn't need the ball or score a lot and could set everyone up because of his dad, is stupid. In other words,
well, no, it's not stupid. It's not stupid because, yes, he toned himself down as opposed to the year before that, but you never know when that guy's going to go off. And I don't, knowing the Bulls' hierarchy, I'd be shocked if they brought him in. Stranger things have happened, but I'd still be shocked.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. This strikes me as one of those, because you know the top two picks are set in stone, and especially with the, you know, the big market teams picking up top. I don't know. This just feels like trade dealings are going to happen here.
That could easily happen too. And not only the Bulls, I mean, there might be a bunch of other teams. I mean, again, Michael Conley is on Memphis, but I don't think he's going to be a mentor, you know, for $66 million. So I don't know how they're going to trade him, but I'm pretty confident that Memphis is going to try and trade him. There are other teams that are going to be trying to trade players also. You know, where's Kevin Durant going to go? Is he going to stay at Golden State? I don't think so. Is he going to end up in New York? That would be the logical guess at this point, along with his buddy Kyrie Irving. And there's so many moving parts in the NBA that it's not just going to be the draft that night. There definitely is going to be some trades as well.
And that's what's fascinating always to me about the NBA. Sometimes more, certainly more than the regular season. I mean, I love watching basketball. I know you love watching basketball. When the Bulls are good, it's always better. But in terms of, you know, drama, the NBA regular season, not so much. Even in the playoffs sometimes, I mean, the East, this playoffs has been excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Out West, I mean, come on, you know, it's been Golden State every year for the last how many years, right? I mean, we've called this. This has been preseason called, and even with injuries, it's still Golden State out West. But the drama, just the rumor and innuendo and all the various things and the shuffling and the behind the scenes work, who's going to go where, who goes out and plays with LeBron in LA, what happens with Durant, what happens with Kyrie Irving, do they wind up in New York, you know, how is all this going to play out? It just, that to me, the soap opera of it all is fascinating. And I wish the Bulls were more a part of some of this too,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and we haven't even mentioned Kawhi Leonard, who's still playing, obviously.
Kawhi Leonard, right, still playing. Where does he wind up?
Is he going to stay with Toronto, or does he really want to play in Los Angeles? The word was that he would be leaning towards the Clippers. And supposedly, not so quietly behind the scenes, LeBron has been talking to a lot of prospective free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, LeBron's just even making a call to somebody is pretty powerful. And supposedly he's even talked to Kyrie Irving. So could Kyrie Irving, you know, do an about face and end up in Los Angeles and be reunited with LeBron? Could Kawhi Leonard, instead of going to Los Angeles with the Clippers, could he be enticed to going to the Lakers instead?
Sure.
They have a lot of money. Where's Jimmy Butler going to go, of all places?
Our guy, Jimmy Buckets. I forgot all about him.
He's not coming here. I can promise you that. So there's you're right, Mike. There's a lot of intrigue. The NBA draft, I mean, the NFL draft is fun.
Yeah.
I'm more of a basketball person than I am a football person. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly, you know, confess to that. But the NBA draft, again, this year will mm-hmm. be very, very interesting.
And I am absolutely not a LeBron hater. I am more of a LeBron fan. And I say this as an impartial, you know, basketball observer, call it. The league is more fun and more interesting to me when the Lakers are good, and especially because you know LeBron is there for the next 3 years. All right, let's shove one of those guys over there. Let's see what happens. Let's get this. Somebody's got to challenge Golden State, and especially as you pointed out, Kevin Durant's not re-signing in Golden State, right? So,